105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign has backed calls for the UK to take in 3,000 of the unaccompanied children currently stranded in unsuitable and dangerous conditions in Europe, in addition to the 20,000 refugees from Syria that the government has agreed to resettle. Adrian Matthews is the spokesman for the Unaccompanied Children's Initiative and spoke to me a little earlier. Adrian, where are the children actually coming from?
The children who are currently in Europe, the unaccompanied children, are coming from a number of countries, including Syria, of course, but also some of the other hotspots in the world, such as Afghanistan, Eritrea, Iraq, and so on and so forth.
And does that match the families, the countless number of people we see on the news every night in places such as Calais? Or is the, if you like, the geographic makeup just ever so slightly different?
It's perhaps marginally different. So there's probably marginally more unaccompanied children from countries like Eritrea, because they have very specific policies, that government policies that target young people, for example, underage recruitment into the army. Mm. So people do come.
And that can be very young, teenagers and younger, can't it?
Very young in Eritrea, indeed, yeah. Mm. Afghanistan, as you know, has a range of problems going on at the moment. ISIS is trying to establish itself in there, as well as the Taliban resurgence. So there are clearly some problems with recruiting those people, young children even, to be suicide bombers, for example, by both ISIS and Taliban, and parents would be concerned and want to send their children away from that kind of danger.
So there's a whole, if you like, the circumstances leading up to the children finding themselves as refugees in Europe can be quite varied then.
There are very different circumstances, actually. I mean, both UNHCR and, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and Save the Children have estimated that there are around 26,000 unaccompanied children, that is, children without their parents in Europe, entered Europe last year. It's a phenomenal amount. Some will have arrived unaccompanied. Some will have left their countries, for example, Syria, in a rush, in a panic. They may have left with their parents but been separated en route, and that happens because of the way that the people smuggling operations work, the way that security is organised at the borders in the various countries in Europe, the way that registration takes place.
And then it makes it difficult for children to be reunited with parents when they're in this kind of semi-stateless situation.
Absolutely, yes. For quite a lot of them, you know, as they traverse through Europe, they're not actually, they may register, but they're not necessarily claiming asylum. So they won't necessarily be in the electronic databases that might facilitate reuniting people at that stage. People are getting lost along the way, basically.
Mm. There's tremendous differences between adults and children, particularly when it comes to something like this. Just to start off with, where do the children arrive? Where are they now, in other words?
Well, they're in countries throughout. Both the countries that are at the borders of Europe, so Greece, Italy, Greece in particular, because most of the arrivals are coming via Turkey on the boats. And you know, you will have seen in the papers that pretty much every week, if not on a daily basis, some of those boats are upturned. There's estimates that 40% of the loss of lives are those of children.
Mm. We'll come to what the Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign is looking to do in a few moments. But across the UK, this must present tremendous difficulties for social services, who are already stretched and trying to find places to put children from Britain in the first instance. I've done interviews on this show in the past talking about a shortage of foster parents already, and it looks as if now there's going to be the demand for even more. So what can be done?
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we're acutely aware that that across the country, and Cambridgeshire is no exception, that there is a real shortage of foster parents. What we have noticed as the Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign is a lot of people coming forward with pledges of various sorts to help refugees in this current crisis. And amongst those are a number of people who have said, yes, I've got a spare room, I can help out. What we are trying to do is channel some of that support and some of that energy that and sympathy that people naturally feel into a positive opportunity. So actually what we're trying to do is build fostering capacity in Cambridgeshire, not take away from existing capacity. Mm. These are new people we're trying to reach who are prepared to put themselves forward, go through the training, the excellent training that Cambridgeshire does to train up as a foster parent. It takes some months and put themselves forward to enable the capacity to be built to take some of these children.
I sense that we have something of a bottleneck here, because Cambridge, as far as we can see, seems to be pretty welcoming to people from Syria and other countries, of course, as well. Come on over is almost the approach. The City Council, they're behind it as well. I know that your organisation has spoken to them on a regular basis. Yet at the same time, 3-4 families have been housed so far.
Yeah.
What's holding things up?
Well, there are a number of things holding things up. I think we would like to have more offers of housing from the private rented sector in particular, or big landlords.
Can you tell me how many offers that there are around at the moment?
There are some in the pipeline.
Right.
But of course the other sources of housing might be local authority housing or housing association housing. We're also conscious that local people are, you know, have been on the housing list for a long time. So we don't want to overuse that facility. We think it's fair that...
So you think it's the private sector which really needs to put their hand up
we
here?
We absolutely need to...
Some of those buy-for-let landlords need to have a little think about what they can do with their investment for a few years.
There are plenty of those in Cambridge. Mm. And the difficulty I think we have in Cambridge is that, of course, what the money that is on offer from the government is not going to be the sort of commercial rent that you could get in Cambridge. So it is asking people to asking landlords to be generous with their offer.
Mm. So what can Cambridge do then? What in the first instance, in terms of people putting themselves forward to be a foster parent, either to help one of these refugees or generally, this is the county thing, isn't it, rather than the city in this instance?
There's a slight difference with the Syrian families. The Syrian families who have been resettled, we have three of them living in the city now, are the responsibility of the City Council, Cambridge City Council. Unaccompanied children would be the responsibility of Cambridgeshire County Council Children's Services. So that there is a difference. The push that we're making today is asking people to contact the county council, not the city council, because it's them who provides foster placements in Cambridgeshire locally. There are other things as well as fostering. There are for older teenagers, there are things like supported lodgings, which is similar to fostering.
And by older teenagers, what sort of age?
Well, 16 to 18.
Okay, so a sort of out of school age.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe still in education, I guess.
A child is anyone who's under 18 years old. So yes, we're talking about older teenagers. Might be appropriate to provide supported lodgings, which is not necessarily cooking for them, taking them to school, but offering a good environment where they can start to recover and re-establish themselves.
Mm. And what about the future? Because these children, separated from their parents, some might have lost their parents completely. Will there be, do you think, at some point in the future, an effort to match the children, to reunite them with the parents? And if the parent is overseas, what happens if they're still in Syria and Syria is still in a bad place?
Well, the short answer is this. If, for example, the child is Syrian and they get recognised as a refugee, they cannot go back to Syria. That is part of the refugee criteria. However, if their parent also has escaped Syria and has ended up, let's say, for example, in Germany, it would be absolutely feasible for that child who's been supported in England for a while to go and join their parents in Germany. In fact, there are European rules called the Dublin Regulations that actually facilitate that. So absolutely, everyone wants children to grow up in secure, stable families, preferably with their own parents. So that is the first choice. And Europe, the rules in Europe allow that to happen.
And how quickly might this move now? If, you know, if people are making phone calls to Cambridgeshire County Council to become fosterers, or perhaps, as you're saying, to look after these older teenagers, there's going to be checks and balances which need to be. You know, man from the council is going to come, or woman can come over with their clipboard and check things out.
Of course, and it's a serious process. You can't just put a child into a house with an adult without doing serious checks and finding out about them. We appreciate that, but I think there's another decision that has to be made, and that's a political decision on behalf of the government. And we know that both the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats are very supportive of this, and David Cameron has said that he is giving it serious consideration in good faith. Justin Greening, the International Development Secretary, also appears to be supportive of the idea. And we think if residents in Cambridgeshire and other parts of the country put themselves forward, it will help tip the balance. The government realised that there is actually support out there, and the country wants to help these poor children.
But presumably money needs to be taken from number 11 Downing Street and sent to Guildhall and Shire Hall in order to fund these things locally.
There is a grant mechanism whereby the Home Office compensates county councils and children's services for taking on unaccompanied children.
OK, well, Adrian, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. What's next for you guys? Just to keep a weather eye on this and support families, both as refugees and those families who are supporting them.
Absolutely, both of those things. We want to make Cambridge a welcoming place for refugees, whether they be from Syria, whether they be unaccompanied children from other parts of the world. We'll be working both with the City Council and with the County Council, and we are in discussions with both of those bodies.
Thanks very much. That's Adrian Matthews, and Adrian is the spokesman for the Unaccompanied Children's Initiative of the Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign. If you want to know more about the campaign, their website, fairly straightforward one, www.cambridgerefugees.org.